Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And it's part two of It's a Wrap Wednesday for 2021. This is our first one. Just wanted to let you know about what? Georgia turning blue. That's right. They flipped the Senate, and Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff win it. So we have control, and we can make some decisions. Thank the Lord. It's been a monumental time to understand that Reverend Raphael Warnock is the first Black senator for the state of Georgia. So this is absolutely amazing, and I'm not going to let anything detour what is really going down. Amongst this wonderful historical win, we had some historical issues today. We had Trump supporters storming the Capitol Hill, and we had one lady get shot. She was actually a veteran. Had one woman get shot for storming the Senate and saying that believing what Trump was saying about everything being false and that they were cheated out of the election and a mob mentality. This was homegrown white domestic terrorism. And it was just terrifying to see. And they still left that place alive with no bullet holes, not getting beat, and they were cutting up sideways. Had this been people of color, it would have been going down, and we all know that. So we are wrapping up, here is saying that our voices won't be heard. We're going to vote. We're going to vote you out. And if they don't do anything else, they need to get rid of this president now. Don't wait until the 17th because he's going to cause more chaos. Even Twitter has locked his account. And my God, I was like, oh man, this is not, unfortunately for the Blacks and minority, this is not our fight. This is on the people where you have to deal with your folks. This is something that we're going to have to protect ourselves against racism, but this is about America imploding on itself and not living up to its democratic and moral code that it should be. Now, well, I'm sorry to say it, but white people, Caucasian people, you're going to have to, and Republicans, you're going to have to account for what you have done along with this authoritarian, tyrannical presidency and its administration. People are quitting left and right because there is no denying what happened because Georgia flipped the state, because Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff won, because we came out and voted. We came out and we, with Stacey Abrams, and fought against the systematic racism that is discriminatory against Black people who vote. And we came out and we made a difference. And so I can just think of all the wonderful, wonderful people who have passed away and say to myself, I know that they are resting in peace as to know what we have done, the work we've done. Even Tyler Perry went back and he didn't get an absentee ballot, and he went and flew back to Georgia just so he could vote. Now that's doing your due diligence. Thank you, Tyler. And thank you all of Georgia. Thank you all of thank you everyone who worked with Stacey Abrams in getting this done for the United States of America. This is for all of us. You want those $2,000 stimulus checks. You want good health care. You want things, 25 things that Mitch McConnell just stalled in the Senate to keep from getting help. You want a good presidency, which includes Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. You want that. That's what this is all about, a fight for the real America. There is two Americas, and we're fighting for the real one because that type of energy is contagious. You don't want that. You do not want that. This is something that you don't want ever in what we call democracy, because it's just a reign of tyranny and fear and evil. So this is that time to stand up and stand out. Even Nancy Pelosi's office was vandalized. They climbed through windows. It was just a horrible sight to see, but not expected from us in the Black community. We knew. We've been going through things like this for years. They even attacked the Black Lives Matter movement. You can't say anything about them now. It wasn't anything like what we just saw. You had agitators to come in and try to agitate the Black Lives Matter movement, yet it was still peaceful. So, you know, even Tamika Mallory said, telling Black people to stand by and stand down and stand by, because this is getting out of hand. This has been getting out of hand. You have to protect yourself and your family just because you have you are a person of color. And they don't want that to be, nor does anything else moralistically right. They don't want that to be either. So this is down to moral code and the real root of the problem with America. And this is time for us to step up and deal with it and handle it. This is it. So congratulations again. First off, the diva queen, Stacey Abrams, for making this all possible. And congratulations, especially Reverend Raphael Warnock. You are the first, and you will not be the last. And John Ossoff, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay? Thank you. We needed you there. You are going to be doing what your mentor wants you to do, John Lewis. And it's going to take a lot more people that look like you to make this happen. So if you have anything you want to say about this, and it better be positive, because we do positive here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios and the CMS Network. It's all positive here. We're going to give you the real deal, but we're not going to take no mess, okay? Because this is my platform, and I don't have that. So you can call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And tell us your feelings, what you're thinking, even how we should document this, because this is literally going down in history as one of the first of its kind and one of the worst of its kind for an attack against democracy. And basically the rights of people in America. The people have spoken. Deal with it. So until next time, people, I want you to continue to vote, continue to do what you do, and make yourself top priority as well as your family, and be safe and do nothing else but be great.